second time this week, the reading of the Passion, this time by John, to help us to immerse ourselves more fully in what today is all about. And then after the intercessions, in a few moments, we'll be venerating the cross of Christ, in many ways one of the high points of the Good Friday liturgy. But if we see the veneration of the cross as simply a pious practice, something that is essentially a thanksgiving or an act of gratitude or respect towards what Christ did for us, we're only getting one fraction of what it's really all about. Because Christ did not talk just about his own cross throughout the scriptures. He talked about us carrying our cross, about our participation in his cross, which, though we do it imperfectly, we can bind it to his perfect sacrifice and thereby bring ourselves to that salvation. He said time and again that our salvation is found by taking up our cross and carrying it behind him. Always someone who doesn't just ask us to do something that's difficult, but shows us the way. And to the extent that we participate in our cross and participate that cross in the cross of Christ, to that extent we will participate in his resurrection in just a couple of days. So when we come up and we kiss the cross, we're not just kissing the cross that Christ died on in a symbolic fashion, but in a real way we are kissing our own cross, whatever that may be. And we each know what it is in the depth of our hearts. Maybe it's financial worries, or the death of a loved one, or illness for ourselves or in the family, or the rejection of our friends or family members. Whatever it is, and we each know what it is, we're actually kissing that cross, which makes it a little bit more difficult. Because we're thanking Christ, not for giving us the suffering. The suffering comes whether we follow Christ or not, but thanking him for making it a cross that can then participate in his cross, a cross that will bring us to salvation. So if today we see the cross not just as his cross, but as whatever it is that we're struggling with today, then that's going to be a much more meaningful moment for each of us. And when we kiss that cross and we thank God for that participation in his cross, then we're really following what Christ has asked us to do, to take up our cross and follow him. Because the road to Calvary ultimately leads into the kingdom of heaven.